Poetic Summary of Effi Briest, German title Effi Briest, original written by Theodor Fontane. In a nobleman's garden in the 19th century we see 16-year-old Effi Briest swinging with ease, enjoying the air and her liberty. Long ago her mother Luise was courted by Baron Gerd von Innstetten, whom she refused. Now the parents decided to marry their girl off to the 38-year-old man, and Effi approves. The couple moves to a house in Kessin, a small isolated Baltic town. Effi believes their home hosts a Chinese ghost, what makes her husband angrily frown. Innstetten's dog Rollo is her friend. Soon their daughter Annie is born, but Effie's dreary days do not brighten. Her husband is gone for weeks at a time, leaving Effi unhappy, alone and frightened. Major Krampas is a married, womanizing man, and Effi draws his attention. They share a sexual affair, and young Effi, though ashamed, does not regret her breach of convention. Life means well with Effi and her Baron. They move to Berlin, which they both enjoy. But 6 years later, von Innstetten received letters that confirm that his wife and Krampas used to have an affair. For the Baron, his status dictates dueling Krampas. He kills the man without delay. He banishes Effi from his house. They get divorced, all as punishment for her betrayal. Effi is socially outlawed, her parents and husband unforgiving. Her daughter Annie becomes a stranger. From a broken heart, Effi gets mortally ill. She is full of regrets for her behavior. After 3 years of ordeal, her parents take her in. In their house, 29-year-old Effi is dying. As with all the sorrow, the grief and distress, she was not able to continue trying. Effi Briest tweet. Very young Effi Briest, on her old husband she cheats, gets kicked out sharp, dies from a broken heart.